So there we were, standing out in front of the machine shed. Drover let out a moan.
Oh, everybody but us has a house, and now they've all gone. What'll we do?
I braced myself against a powerful gust of wind. I don't know what we'll do, Drover, but it won't be much fun. You know, it's a sad day when a couple of loyal dogs are turned out into a screaming windstorm and left to be... A huge gust of wind obliterated my words, and it was so powerful the whole barn shook and rumbled. Drover's eyes grew wide with fear. He looked around and said,
Hank, do you remember what JT said?
No. I've never trusted the testimony of chickens. There was a moment of silence. What did he say?
He said that when the wind starts blowing hard, it's a sign the sky's fixing to fall.
Rubbish. We've already discussed this 20 times today, and there's nothing more to say.
And remember what Pete said last night?
Drover, I never listen to cats. And you should know that, too. There was another moment of silence. What did Pete say that relates to our present situation? Drover rolled his eyes to the brown-colored sky.
Don't you remember? He predicted the sky was gonna fall today.
What are you saying, Drover? Are you trying to frighten me? I'm sorry, it won't work. For your information, at that very moment, a huge, enormous, incredibly powerful blast of wind struck us, blowing us both off our feet and sending us rolling across the gravel drive. We rolled 20 or 30 feet, and might have rolled 20 or 30 miles if we hadn't lodged against the north side of the water storage tank. There, I struggled to my feet, which was no easy job, let me tell you. I mean, that wind was getting worse by the minute. My ears were blown straight back on my head, and I could hardly open my eyes. Oh, and the air was now filled with flying objects. Tumbleweeds, an empty paint can, a grocery sack, and several chicken feathers. Whoa, chicken feathers? Was that a clue? See, in the security business, we have our facts and our clues. Sometimes a fact is just a fact, but sometimes it's more than just a fact and it becomes a clue. And, to be honest, do we need to take another look at the secret clue list? Maybe I can summarize. Pay close attention because I don't want to repeat this, not in this terrible wind. Okay, over the past 24 hours, we had assembled a secret clue list, right? Many, or even most, of those clues had related in one way or another to chickens, right? I mean, the word chicken just kept coming up over and over again. And somehow it always seemed to be pointing back to... Over the howl of the wind, I yelled, Drover, I'm having second thoughts about this.